And we are recording. Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Kathleen Sport-Cadle, and I'm going to tell you about the origin, the accidental origin of the contact lens. Today's date is February 17th, 2024. I'm speaking from Fort Myers, Florida. Did I already say I'm 80 years old? I don't think so. Anyway, this all took place between Rochester, New York and New York City, and my partner here today is Sarah. Sarah, are you going to say something about yourself?
Yeah, so my name is Sarah Barculli. I'm 24 years old. Today's date is February 17th, 2024, and I'm calling in from Fort Myers, Florida, chatting with Kathleen today.
Good.
Great. So, as you said, I understand that you want to tell a story about the origin of the contact lens. That is something I don't know much about. But I've always said if I was going to be a type of doctor, I'd be an eye doctor because eyes are just very interesting to me. I think it's too late for me to, you know, pursue that path in my life. But, you know, I'm curious to hear more about what you have to share today, Kathleen.
Good. Well, I also want to point out that I hope parents are encouraging their kids with science early on when the kids are little, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Here's how this whole story began. In Prague, Czechoslovakia, husband and wife team, I believe it was the husband who was the ophthalmologist eye doctor, and I believe the wife was a surgeon, and she was doing breast implants. They had a 10-year-old son. They bought him a mechanoset. I don't know if they still even make those, but in any case, mechanosets, you create little engines and all sort of tricky little things, and they decided to use the mechanoset to spin some silicon from the breast implants. And then the ophthalmologist noticed that silicon had optical properties. And it also turns out that silicon is hydrophilic, which means it, like hydro water, it likes to stick to the eyeball. So that's how the contact lens came to be. And now you probably already know that contact lenses are used to help people who are having trouble with cataracts interfering with their vision. So they pull out the cornea that is all cloudy, put in a nice contact lens, and I guess some people have long distance in one eye, some short distance in the other eye, the reading distance. Anyway, that's how the contact lens came to be. Now, how did it come into this country from Prague, Czechoslovakia? Back in the mid-60s, let me back up and tell you, our dad was lens product manager at the time for Bausch & Lomb. And he started at Bausch & Lomb 35 years prior to, by throwing the clay pots in which they made the glass. In any case, he worked his way up the ladder to become lens product manager. And he was down in New York City, and there were some young men who were representing the couple, the ophthalmologist and the surgeon, and they had patented the contact lens. And these young men described the benefit of the contact lens and how it could be made in various, I don't remember all the terminology for making various lenses to help people see more perfect vision. In any case, my dad went back to Bausch & Lomb, head honcho people, and said, I think we need to buy this patent, and they did. And the health agency at the federal level had to check it out. So for 7 more years, they had to experiment and make sure that it was healthy and wasn't going to be damaging eyes. So in fact, the contact lens finally came to fruition, I guess I think in the early 70s it came on the market. And so doctors learned how to prescribe it, and people learned how to put it on their eyeballs and can see better. I think you're not supposed to sleep with it, but I don't know that because I don't wear the contact lenses myself. Anyway, this is a short and sweet story, but I wanted people to understand how the contact lens was discovered quite by accident by some people in Eastern Europe, and that parents should try to encourage their kids to be playful and experiment with regard to science. But the whole STEM business. Anyway, so it's not a very long story, but it's a really, I think it's just so interesting for people to know the background of how the contact lens came into being.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, I think especially because it's such a common object in our world now, it's easy to just like take it for granted and not really wonder like,
That's
hey,
right.
how did this
That's right.
come to be, like the way
Coming.
that we know it.
Yeah.
I'm curious where your
Exactly
interest
right.
in this story, because like you said, you don't wear contact lenses. I believe you mentioned that.
I don't.
Yeah. I'm curious where your interest in this
Well,
story or this origin story comes
I,
from.
I was at university. I was at university at the time, and I think Dad brought those. There were three guys who came from Prague, and they came to our home. And by Dad, So I, having met the people, and then just following how people now are using the contact lens. Not that I have a personal connection other than our dad, but I just find it so intriguing. A friend of mine that had cataract surgery, oh, how many years back in the 50s maybe, they used to use corneas from corpses. And she told me about how after she'd had that surgery, she had to lie flat for more than 2 weeks with sandbags holding her head in place so that her head wouldn't be moving so the corneas could heal. So I thought,
Oh, wow.
wow, that saves people if they would like to get rid of that cloudy cornea to have the lens planted right inside their eyes so they can see more clearly. Anyway,
Right.
I've got it makes life a lot easier. I mean, this is another one of the medical miracles we so happily live with.
Yeah, definitely. And it sounds like we've come a long way from lying with sandbags over our eyes to make sure this surgery is successful.
That's right.
Yeah,
That's
I
right.
guess
It's actually
I'm
not
also.
over the eyes. It was just, it was at, not, it, sir, it wasn't over the eyes. It was just to hold her head in place so she wouldn't move her head at all. And
Okay,
I don't
that's
even know
yeah.
how can you eat if you, how can you eat when your head is, you know, implanted
Right. I
on
know
your pillow.
that
It's
is
pretty
an
tough stuff.
important
Anyway.
clarification. I guess I was picturing the sandbags to like hold the eyes shut or
Right.
something, but that is
Right,
yeah, an
right.
important visual. Yeah, I guess I'm wondering, because I know you mentioned your dad's involvement in this origin story. What does it
Right.
mean to you to have that personal connection to this object or to this story?
Well, I'm just glad that he had the imagination to follow through after he'd heard from these chaps what the contact lens was about, the fact that he followed through and said, Bausch and Lomb really needs to buy this patent. So he had some guts and imagination and said, let's go for it. So hello and thank you for that kind of attitude.
Yeah,
Keep an
definitely.
open mind, I guess, is a goodbye.
Yeah, do you feel like that's the wisdom or the lesson you've taken away from learning about this?
Well, I think that, and also the parents should be encouraging of kids. I mean, it wasn't the kid who did the, well, I don't think it was the child who played with the silicon on the little platter that they spun, but who knows? I don't know those details, but I just think it's so interesting that parents who are bright and caring and concerned about their kids' future ought to be encouraging the kids from a pretty young age. So that's another piece of the action.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, is there anything else you wanted to add to the story or anything else you want people to know who might be listening back to this in the future?
Well, I know this is short and sweet, but I think that we've got the highlights.
Yeah.
That
Okay,
I thought
I
were
think so
important.
too.
So I the whole idea that inventions come from accidents, really. Wasn't penicillin discovered as a fungus on rye bread or something like that? But I mean, it's sometimes accidents end up being pretty amazing and come to fruition in a way we never might have dreamed.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's an important takeaway from things like this. But yeah, I really appreciate you sharing this story. Again, like learning the background behind such commonly used objects in our world is always really fascinating
Yeah.
to me. Yeah, I learned something new today, so that's really exciting.
Well, good. So it's all right if it's short and sweet. Doesn't have to be
Yes.
lengthy,
Not
right?
at all. Yes, that's totally fine.
So there we are.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Kathleen.
Good. Sarah, thank you for your help back and forth with me. I appreciate it.
Of course.
You all take care and have a good President's Day. I think that's tomorrow. Yes, right? Yeah.
I believe so.
No, so we'll, Monday. Sorry. Tomorrow's Sunday. Right. It's Monday.
So, Kathleen, now that we're wrapping up, we'll do 10 seconds of silence. We'll stop the recording and then we'll talk to you. You'll just stay on the line. We'll talk to you about your options.
Sounds good. I'll be here.